Kina Yutes is a Kina and the same theme. L'cho Hashem Hatzdoko V'lonu Boishes Haponim is describing all the great chesed, the great toivus, the great nisim that the Eibishter did for us, and how we responded, and how embarrassed we are of the way we responded to the Eibishter's great chasodim. And this is really what it says in the Haftorah. In Haftorah's Chazoin, we say, Bonim gidalti v'roimamti. I raised and I brought up children, v'heim poshubi, and they responded by being poshubi. And this midah is really a very basic midah, the midah of Hakaras HaToiv. When Yosef sent a shliach, after he put in the gavia, he put in his kois into the tachas of Binyamin, and he sent a shliach to go ahead and catch up to the shvatim, and to go and tell them, and to accuse them of stealing the kois, stealing the gavia. And that's what the shliach should have said. The shliach should have said, how come you stole the gavia? But instead of the shliach just saying that, the shliach said, Lomo shilamtem ro tachas toivo. Why did you pay back bad for good? Why did the shliach have to give them a musashmus? The shliach should have just said, you stole the gavia. And Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecheinu Levracha, says, pshat, he said over here, there were shvatim, great gibayrim. If Yosef would have sent the shliach, they knew what was in store, they knew what was coming. They would have just taken the shliach and killed him and went weiter. But Yosef knew his brothers, that if you're going to accuse them of stealing, maybe they'll kill the shliach. But if you're going to accuse them of being kofi toiv, they're not going to be able to excuse themselves. They're going to have to come back. Lomo shilamtem ro tachas teva, that's one of the basic, most basic midas of a yid, to appreciate, to realize the great chasodim that the Eibishter does, and to respond accordingly. We say, L'cho Hashem atztoko, b'shnei churbonois, shecharvu b'vitzenu v'anachnu kayomim. We have to realize, as much as we mourn the Beis HaMikdosh, both Beis Botei Mikdosh, but on one hand is a great chesed. The Gemara in Kedushin, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, it says in Pasuk, Mizmor la'osaf alekim bo goyim anach losecho, timu eshechal kodshecho, somewhere Yushalayim le'iyim, Mizmor la'osaf, kina la'osaf miboyele. It should be a kina. Why is it a mizmor? Mizmor sounds like a shira. And the answer is, because is even though the Beis HaMikdash was chorev, but really we should have been killed out. And Shofach HaMose aleitzim avonim, the Eibishter poured out his wrath on the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the gevaldike chesed. And that's what we're saying, L'cha Hashem atzdoko, b'shnei churbonos shecharvu b'vitzeinu v'anachnu kayomim. But there's something over here that is kedai to mention. There's a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. It says that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, Abe ta Abdon, as Kala Makoimais, Asha Ovdu Shom Hagoyim, and when he tasked them as Mizbechoisom, you should knock down the Mizbechis, Vishibaratem as Matzevoisom, Vibaratem as Shmom and Amokimahu, and you should erase the name. But then the Pasuk says, Loisasum Kain Lashem Alekechem, you should not do this Lashem Alekechem. So Rashi says that this pasuk is azhoro l'moicheches Hashem u'lenoiseitz even min amizbeach. this pasuk is our azhara that you're not allowed to erase the name of the Eibishter, and you're not allowed to knock an Evan out of the Mizbeach. Zogt Rashi, Omer Rav Yishmoel, V'chisala al daitcha, sheyisrael noitzim es ha-mizbechois. Does there have to be a law that you shouldn't destroy the Mizbeach? Elo, shleitasu kemaseyem, you should not do like the maisim of the goyim, v'yirgimu avis amanisechem la-mikdosh avisechem sheikhorem. You're not allowed to, this is a law, l'sasum keim la-shem alekechem, you're not allowed to cause that the Beis HaMikdosh should be chorev, al yidei your averis. And there's a gevaldik kasha on this. There's two things that are nichlal in this pasuk. L'sasum keim la-shem alekechem. You're not allowed to erase the name, you're not allowed to destroy the Mizbeach. The Gemara in Shabbos says that when it comes to Mechikas Hashem, if a person has the name of the Eibishter written on his skin, he's allowed to go down to be Toivel because he's erasing the name of Hashem. Teretz is, it says, Loisasum Kein. Asiya is also Gromo Yishori. You're not allowed to do it, but you're allowed to be Goyrim. You're allowed to cause. You're allowed to cause the name to be erased. You're not allowed to erase it yourself. So Reb Aaron Kotler, Zechayna Levracha, Mishas Reb Aaron, Yes Akasha. If you're not allowed to do it, but you're allowed to cause it. So how could it be that there's a law of doing Averius and causing the Beis HaMikdash to be Chorev? You're not doing that. The Goyim are doing that. You're just doing Averius. Elamai, when a person does Averius, Oktav Aaron. When a person does Averius, every time that a person does an Aveira, it's not causing. That's mamish like he's doing, he's being machrim the Beis HaMikdosh, there's a Beis HaMikdosh l'mayla. And when a Yid does an Aveira, he's being machrim that Beis HaMikdosh. And that's nichla until a sasim keil Hashem alekechem. It's an asiya, it's not a grom. We say, over here, one of the chasodim that the Eibishter gave us, was the mon l'cha Hashem atzdoko v'chilku mon ube'er v'amar onon v'lonu boishes haponim v'lechem hakloikel avisenu ba'olayim v'rognon. We complained against the mon, and you have to understand when Klal Yisrael complained against the mon, what did they want? What were they complaining? It's again, they were complaining about the ruchnius of the mon. Klal Yisrael did not want the machayev of the ruchnius of the mon. Just be fear ois. V'lonu boishes haponim. We are embarrassed. We should be embarrassed. B'shuveinu eilecha b'cholev. Shetoshuv eilenu b'rachamim. When we do tshuva, we have to be embarrassed. Now we would think that when we do tshuva, we're big tzaddikim. But we have to also, when a person does tshuva and he comes to the Eibishter to have so many chatoim, this is also a source of embarrassment. They say that after Yom Kippur, Rabbi Chanan, who was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Oizer, came to Rabbi Chaim Oizer, and he asked him, Chaim Oizer was the Rashke Bahag, he was the Godel Ador. He asked Rabbi Chaim Oizer, how was Yom Kippur by you? So Rabbi Chaim Oizer said, no, the fasting, no, it's geferlich. Abavu nemmen the koiches, where do a person get the koiches to be able to stand the whole day in front of the Eibishter and say that I did so many chatoim? That's the problem that Rabbi Chaim Oizer had on Yom Kippur. This is something that we have to remember. V'lonu boishes haponim, even when we're doing tshuva, is something that should cause us boishes haponim b'shuveinu eilecha b'choleiv, shatoshuv eileinu b'rachamim.